We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Hey, welcome back.
Everybody.
We're still on the air. Welcome back.
Are we back?
We're back.
Hey, Greg, I wanted to ask you.
Part two. Good Morning Greater Jackson.
Part two. Hey, Greg, did you buy any of those lottery tickets for the billion and a half?
No.
You didn't buy any?
No. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I did, too.
I did.
How we want to ruin your life. If we'd have won that, we'd probably ruined our life, wouldn't we?
No, I'd hate to win that.
I'd hate to win that, too. That's right. So next up, we have got on here, it says on here, Beauty and the Beast. No, I said Jackson YMCA. We have the Beast, which is Rick Wilson, and then we have the Beauty, which is Shauna Tello, and Brains, and the Brains, too, you understand that.
Oh, yeah. Don't go anywhere without Shauna.
So you're at the YMCA, right?
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
right. I've seen you around there. Poor leadership, but other than that, it's just great.
Yeah.
That was a joke, man. That was a joke.
Hey, but you know what? Sometimes you can fool them. You surround yourself with the right people, you can fool anybody.
Yeah, you look good, man. You look good. That's right. That's why you got Shauna with you. I keep telling you that.
But you're exactly right. You know, and to do this, it's going to take an entire community effort. It did come back that people love our downtown location. 98% approval rate for that. Our members gave us a 95% approval rate. The non-members that the market research talked to, we were over an 80% approval rate. So we've, you know, I think we got the support. And now it's time to find out. We will go to the feasibility study. Actually, we have already begun it at the beginning of this month. And shortly we will be putting our case and our cause together for the Jackson YMCA. And people will be receiving phone calls from myself and from Shauna and maybe a couple other people. And, you know, we're not going to know if we don't ask. And we need to ask because I'm really afraid 10 years from now, you know, if that building's still there, it would be amazing. But
does it make any sense, Rick, to rehab that building?
Well, and we're actually looking at both. But, I believe the committee believes, the board believes, that the best thing for us to do is to build a new facility. The costs are pretty close. It's probably, to rehab that building is about 75% of the cost of the new building. So why not go for it? And once you get into that building and you start tearing things apart, you might have to tear it down anyway.
Yeah.
The great part would be we could keep operating as we're building, because we do have the property on the east end. There's also been talk about the parking lot across the street that the city owns, and maybe turning Wesley into an entire parking lot. So there's a lot of good options where we're at. You know, we definitely want to stay downtown. You know, the Jackson YMCA brings what, about 300,000 people a year downtown. You know, they are scanning cards and coming in to visit for games and classes and regular memberships, and so it does it. It brings a lot of people downtown. So we're really going to be out there looking for the support. Like I said, it's going to take an entire community effort to do it, because it's not obviously it's not a cheap project.
Right. We'll keep spending that extra money to buy in those lottery tickets. You're going to hit it.
Yeah. You know, right. Hey, if I'd have hit it, we'd probably had a new Y by now.
Yeah, well,
we'd have just dropped one out of the sky.
Right on. Right on. Well, I'm hoping so, man, because I enjoy it. I go down there all the time.
Well, we're going to work hard at it. And,
Amen. Can you bring back towels, Rick? Can we do that?
We'll talk about that. I'll tell you what, you give enough money, we'll bring back whatever you want.
We're not bringing back towels. I get that. Yeah, warm. Well, they did really came out of the dryer. They were warm. So we got Shauna here to talk about a few things, right? Shauna Tello, which has been with the Y, I don't know how long, but you've been there a long time, haven't you, Shauna?
I have. You know, I've been thinking about that more and more lately. Holy cow, I'm getting old with the Y, right along with that building.
I know. I can't wait to catch up to you in age, but that's for sure.
You know, it's a great place to grow old.
Amen.
In fact, I'm watching my daughter grow up there.
Oh, I see her all the time down around.
She thinks she runs the place. And she loves you, by the way.
I don't know why.
She does. She does.
Because of shorts I wear?
I don't know. She was just asking me something about you just the other day, actually. Yeah. And when we were gearing up for the pie eating contest.
Oh, she needed insurance?
No, she said, is Mr. Wilson's friend going to be there? You know, my favorite guy, the one that always throws stuff at me. Yeah. I'm like, yep, there's a good chance he'll be there.
Yeah,
a good chance.
Fun place, no doubt.
But has there ever been a better time for a new Y downtown? I mean, we've got great leadership with Rick there. We've got a ton of community support. We've got so much buzz, so much energy downtown. It's time. We've got Gilbert's Chocolate coming downtown.
Oh, wow.
It
that'll
just
give us
makes
energy.
Sense.
And caffeine.
A new Y and chocolate. Chip's making bacon every day. We've got our bases
I've
covered.
Never thought about that. It goes together. Y and chocolate.
The Y and chocolate, right.
Wow.
Speaking of energy, I wish everybody could have been down there last night. We had our kickoff for the Shape Up Jackson, partnering with Jackson Radio Works, K105.3. And there was so much energy. These contestants are just ready to go. They're excited. We've got the staff there to support them and a variety of programs to meet all of their needs. And we were just rocking. Fitness classes, a lot of people don't realize, that we have over 100 fitness classes a week. Something for everyone. We've got beginner yoga. We've got deep water walking. We've got Pilates. We've got kickboxing. We've got TRX. We've got Crossburn, which is our version of CrossFit. We've got something for everybody. We just want to get people through those doors and help you find something you enjoy so you can stay with it.
No, and you're right. I mean, I'd like you to keep going because I love the Y. It's a great place. And classes, like you say, any kind of class you want. I mean, any kind of class you want. And I've taken a lot of different ones. And I want to start taking yoga because I got to start. When we get old like you, you can't move like you used to be able to move. You know?
Don't be fooled, though. I see him on the spin bike. He's up there
You spin?
Every day.
No, that's good, Al. I'm glad I'm proud of you.
He's moving.
Well, let's support the Y. Everybody, you know, go down to the Y. It's a great place. You know, let's work on building a new Y you know, just keep it all up because you guys really are doing a good job down there and
really
proud of what's going on.
Really quick, we're waiving join fees to the end of this month.
Okay.
And then alongside the Shape Up Jackson, our gift to the community to get everyone shaping up, we're doing half off join fees until the end of March.
Great. Well,
half off join fees. No excuses.
Thank you, YMCA. Thank you, Shauna. Thank you, Rick, and everybody else there. We appreciate it. Oh, Big B Coffee.
Big B Coffee.
Okay, Big B Coffee. All right. Denise, I know Denise. I know her husband. And welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. Glad you guys are here today. Big B Coffee, they just keep popping up all over the place. And
we do. We're building the brand.
You know, coffee shops are so cool. You know, I got to tell you something. I don't drink coffee. When I drink coffee, I put lots of sugar in it and cream because then it tastes like hot chocolate or something like that. But I can always find something when I go in there. I said, put some caramel and, you know, a little bit of coffee in it because I understand why people drink coffee now. To get going in the morning.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm starting to figure that out. It's a feel-good story. So tell us, you started a brand new store. You have a store and you started a brand new store,
yes,
right?
Yes, we have an existing store on Wisner Street that will have been open 11 years in March. And we are opening another store on Horton Road in south of Jackson. We're doing training right now, and our doors open to the public on Tuesday, February 2nd. And then February 3rd, we're actually having a grand opening celebration where we're doing a ribbon cutting, and we're having a radio remote out there, and lots of fun stuff, deals on drinks, and we want to get the community in to see what we offer, because for people like Rick who don't drink coffee, a lot of them think, I can't go to a coffee shop because there's nothing there for me. We have tea, we have smoothies, we have hot chocolate, we have frozen drinks and hot drinks for people that love caffeine or no caffeine. There's something you might want to try that my husband actually loves before he goes to the gym.
Really?
If he puts a shot of what's called Zip in his orange juice.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Why, Rick?
Oh, I love Zip. I'll tell you that right now. Doodah, too. Zippity.
Zippity doodah, and that's what it does. It gets you going. It's got all those B12 vitamins, the guarana and the taurine, and it really doesn't change the flavor of your drink, so you can put it in orange juice. You can put it in coffee if you want that much more of a zip. You can put it in your milk if you want.
Yep. Tell Matt to bring me one of those drinks, will you?
I absolutely will. It's been his...
I like salted caramel, whatever, too, you know.
And salted caramel is our promotion that's going on right now.
Really?
Yes, it's a limited time only drink. We have caramel all throughout the year. And then in the winter, right after Christmas here, we bring out the salted caramel, and it gets people in droves. People crave that salted caramel.
I do.
And it's a great seller. You can get it hot, iced, or frozen. You can get it in your coffee. You know, you can pump the syrup right in your coffee, or we can make you a latte with the salted caramel. We can make you an ice drink, or we can stick it in the blender and put as much caffeine and zip in there as you want.
So, Denise, where are you out there in Horton?
We are at 2003 Horton Road, and we're in the plaza there right next to Subway, and then there's Marco's Pizza, and then there's Bigby Coffee.
You better stop out there, Greg. That's all I got to say. Yeah, it's your way to work.
In fact, I was talking to Jamie yesterday, and he was getting his Subway, and I said, come down. I'll make you a drink while we're training. And he said, oh, this is just dangerous, being so close to the radio station.
It is, yeah.
All right. Especially you got salted caramel and zip.
And oh, zip, yes. Put them all together.
I'm dreaming right now.
Yeah. So our store has been open on Wisner Street for 11 years, and we're doing a lot of great things in the community there that we also plan on bringing over to the Horton Road store. For example, on Thursday, we're going to have a big old moving truck parked in our parking lot on the Wisner Street location. And if you're in the area, I'm not sure what the hours are. I believe it's 8 to 4, 8 to 5. Bring a case of water out. Put it in that truck. We're going to take it to the Flint schools. Jason Mulholland is kind of heading that up, and he asked to park a truck there, and we've already gotten commitments from Home Depot is going to put a case of water in our truck to start us out, a pallet. And so if you can afford to grab a case or two of water and bring it to the store, do that, and it goes directly to the school, because these kids are, you know, they're cooking with this water, they're going to be drinking with the water, and even washing their hands with this water. So as much as we can get out there would be great. And we just finished up a drive at the store where it's called Give a Dollar, Get a Dollar. If you donate a dollar to the cause, you're buying a sheet that puts your name on there and you can hang it up in the store, but it's donating a dollar to the local food bank. Bigby was originated in Lansing, Michigan, East Lansing, by Bob Fish, Mike McFall, Mary Roselle. And the franchise is 20 years old, and what they pride themselves on is giving back to the community, being in the community, and being non-intimidating. When you come into the store, if you don't know what you want to order, we're there to help you out, not feel like you have to know everything about your order and walk out with your head tucked in your coat. We want you to smile and come back and see us again. And so one of the other things that they promote is being very active in the community. And I'm a part of the Lansing group of marketing people, and we got together and said, hey, we want to do something for our food drive or our food bank. So we did this Give a Dollar, Get a Dollar, and the great thing about it is that when you give a dollar in the Lansing stores, your dollars go back to the Lansing food bank. And the very, very cool thing about Jackson is that there was one store in Jackson. There are now four, and soon to be five, and then yet another six and possibly seven. When you give a dollar, you get a dollar coupon back for your next visit, and that money that you're donating for that food bank goes into the Jackson Food Bank. So that money stays local, and I know that a lot of people are very excited about the idea of developing downtown and the rest of Jackson, and this is just one more way that we can support our community.
That's great. That's great. In fact, I got a really good idea. Jeff, you know you got all the students out there that kind of fall asleep? we're going to put Zip in their water and milk, buddy. Right. Isn't that a great idea?
Right.
I think it's good. We got to keep them alert some way.
We might have to sign a couple waivers.
Well, waiver smathers. Don't worry about it. What the heck?
One of the things that both my husband and I actually are alumni from Northwest, and one of the things we've done, I believe this
Oh, that's your problem.
Yeah. that is our problem.
That's why they are so successful.
Yes.
That's Jeff Mander. You can't hear him on the radio. You can see him, but you can't hear him. I'll tell you right now.
One of the things that we've been doing for a few years is we have been going out there on homecoming, and they have a great big bonfire the night before homecoming, and we hand out hot chocolate and cider, and I just say to the kids, here, you know, sign this E-word thing, and we'll put you in a drawing for a mug or free coffee and smoothies, and it's great because this year I even actually got to go to their assembly and hand out the gift baskets for the kids that won. So that was really interesting and fun to be in the community. And when you did the Find Your Future, I was excited. I was asked to be a part of that and talk to kids about how just a coffee shop could actually be a career. It's not just a coffee shop. We have an opportunity to go from one store to 10, and we're very excited about the future of what this can do for us.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. It's great giving back and everything else. You guys are doing a great job out there in Northwest. Can I be superintendent for a day?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm coming out. I'm going to be superintendent for a day.
No, that would be fun.
That would be fun. I'm going to tell you right now. I'll get out there and get them going.
Don't do it.
Thanks. Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate what you're doing there. And really, really fun. Fun stuff. So from that, we're going to turn it right back over to the chamber and Angie.
Well, good morning. Thank you all for coming and joining us this morning, and Happy New Year. This is the first Good Morning Greater Jackson of 2016. So thank you for joining us this morning. And let's give a round of applause to Annette and to Brandon for great food this morning. Thank you. All right. And also, I want to thank our ambassadors. As I tell you, our ambassadors are the folks that you see at registration. They also help us at all of our events throughout the year. So I want to thank Bernie Cassidy, Molly Bolton, Adrian Davis. And then I also had a student from our leadership program here this morning helping us out. So thank you guys for helping us get everyone through registration this morning. We also had some new members join the chamber since we last met in November. I know, it's already January. We last met in November. So we had Humana Energy, Michigan Shakespeare Festival, Chilango's Mexican Grill, Carlton Equipment Company, Mid-Michigan Entertainment, some branches of CP Federal Credit Union, JB Customs Sales and Service, the Jackson Anchor Initiative, and Chilango's Broken Egg. So let's welcome them to the chamber by giving them a round of applause. All right, and with it being January, that means that we have our 107th annual meeting coming up this Thursday, January 28th. This is the event where all of our chamber members get together and celebrate all of the work that's being done here in the community, so make sure that you have RSVP'd. We also have some education events coming up in September, such as exempt, non-exempt employee. We have an HR seminar. We also have our Coffee with the Chamber on February 5th, so if you want to learn more about the benefits, come and join us. We also have an economic lunch right back here at Bellinote on the 22nd. It'll be with the 2016 Athena recipient and the Jackson BPW Nike Award recipient. So make sure you join us in February. Lots of opportunities. So now I want to thank everyone for coming this morning, so bear with me as I get through the list of all these wonderful attendees. The American Red Cross, Anderson Printing Mailing and Creative Promotions, Automated Logistics, DBI Business, Edward Jones Investments, Ellis Sharp Museum, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, JOD Real Estate Group, Life Effect Chiropractic and Total Wellness, Marriage Matters, Paget Business Services, Russell Decker, The Balloony Bin, Jackson Community Foundation, Jackson Publishing, United Way, Northwest Community Schools, Link Works, Legal Shield, Disability Connections, Johnson Sign Company, Michigan Community Credit Union, Jackson Anchor Initiative, Jackson Radio Works, Jackson Host Lions Club, Securian Financial Advisors of the Great Lakes, Dancy's Fancy Butter, and of course, we can't get through that without Freddie saying woohoo, and then Jackson Public Schools. So again, thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Have a fantastic week, and we will plan on seeing you next month on February 23rd.